Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are live right now so you can be a part of the broadcast, so you can pose your questions or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. So we invite your calls now to 1-800-677-9377. Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. That's why we call it Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. Don't wait until later in the broadcast when we're out of time. Call now, 1-800-677-9377. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. One of my favorite verses, and I know this is one of Richard's favorite verses as well, is John 17:3. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Yeah. That really summarizes the purpose of the gospel message. Why did Jesus do what he did? Why did he die on a cross? Why was he buried? Why was he raised back to life? So that we could have eternal life. And here Jesus defines what that is. Knowing God and knowing Jesus Christ as his son. So it's a personal relationship. And when we talk about freedom, this is really where we're headed. That's where freedom leads. It's the freedom to know God. Under the law, we didn't have that freedom. When we were controlled by sin and death, we didn't have that freedom. When we were sinners, we didn't have that freedom. Only as children of God, born again of the Spirit, raised to walk in the newness of life, do we have the freedom to enjoy a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
He is the way to God, he's the truth about God, and he's the very life of God. And as we embrace him, we experience freedom to really know God, to know him as love, to know him as grace, to know him as peace, to know him as wisdom, to know everything about him.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus.
That's pretty good news right there.
That is great news.
This is Basic Gospel, everybody, and we have open lines. The calls are beginning to come in and fill the board, 1-800-677-9377. So plenty of time for you, plenty of open lines. Again, 800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go up to Vancouver, British Columbia, and talk with Sherry, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, I hope it's okay to call you, Bob.
Why, certainly. Please do.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to call with my problems. I wish I could call with happiness like so many other people do. I'm having a lot of problems, like, how do I walk as a Christian? And, like, what's walking in the Spirit and being in the Spirit? And I feel so far away from God. And, like, I believe I'm saved, but I keep doubting my salvation. And I don't know what to do.
Well, Sherry, I understand what that feels like. I doubted my salvation for many, many years, and every time I blew it, every time I sinned, I knew God was so disgusted with me that he had turned his back on me. And so I prayed, Lord, please forgive me of that. I promise I'll never do it again. And I must have prayed to receive Christ, you know, 500, 600 times.
That's me.
Yeah, and Sherry, there's an answer, and it seems like to me you feel like God's a million miles away.
Yeah,
that's a feeling. Let's find out what's true, okay? Because truth, is much better than what we feel. We can feel all sort of ways, but that doesn't change truth. So what is truth? So, Sherry, you say you've come to Christ. Tell me a little bit about that. When did you come to know him personally?
Well, I came when I first gave myself to the Lord was when I was 17.
Okay.
I'm 55 now, and I've fallen away and come back and fallen away and come back. And now this time I've been back for about 2 years, I guess.
Okay. So you, when you came to Christ at the age of 17, was that at a church service? Did somebody share the good news with you? And what did you understand about the gospel at that particular time?
Well, when I repented, I believed that Jesus was my Lord and Savior. And if I repented of my sins, you know, I'd be saved and go to heaven. And I was also, at the same time, I was also baptized.
Okay. Well, Sherry, that's I appreciate you sharing that. As far as the gospel is concerned, you know, we talk about that so often on the broadcast, and it's simply this. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's not just that God that Jesus died for us so that we could have a place in heaven when we die. It's the fact that Jesus died for us to take away our sins once and for all, so that we could experience life, real life, here and now. And salvation is Jesus Christ coming to live in us. Christ in you, your hope of glory. So, Sherry, that's what I had missed in my Christian life. I thought Christianity was a self-improvement program, and I tried my best to be God's guy. I tried with every ounce of strength that I could muster to live as I thought God would have me to live. And I kept struggling. I kept falling flat on my face. I kept giving in to temptation. I kept sinning. That was my life. And every time I did, I just the cycle repeated. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then finally, I went to a Bible study, and I heard the fullness of the message. And the teacher there, a guy named Dan DeHaan, was teaching through the book of Colossians, and he came through to the second chapter, and he started explaining that when we were dead in the uncircumcision of our sinful flesh, God made us alive together with him. He forgave all our sins. And it hit me right there that's what salvation is. It's me going from death to life in Jesus Christ. And when that occurs, Jesus sends his Spirit to live in us. And that's what excited me and really captivated my heart and put me on a road of really starting to grow in Christ and seeing his power lived out on a day-to-day basis. And so, Sherry, I want that for you. I want you to know that you were saved. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is alive, living in you, and I want you to know that you can trust him to live his life through you. That's what this Christian experience is all about. It's not about you trying to do things for God. It's about you trusting Jesus to live his life through you. It's a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that the same as like walking in the Spirit and being in the Spirit?
That is exactly one and the same.
Okay. I'm just so how do I walk as a Christian?
Well, it's by faith. To walk in the Spirit, to live the Christian life is simply to walk by faith. Let me read you this passage in the book of Galatians, okay? And this is a verse you should star, and maybe you already have. It says this: I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That's what I just explained to you. And then he goes on to say, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So the life that you are to live is a life of faith in Jesus Christ. Makes sense, doesn't it?
What verse is that in Galatians?
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
Verse 20.
Yes.
I phoned yesterday, and I didn't get it in because I guess you had lots of callers, but this time I set my alarm on my cell phone to go off five minutes before the show.
Well, good for you. Let me ask you this. Do you know that Christ is alive living in you right now?
I'd like to believe that.
Okay. Well, if he is alive living in you, then how close to him are you? What's truth?
Well, I talk to him all day.
Well, I'm saying, Sherry, at the beginning of the conversation, you said you feel like God's a million miles away, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if he's living in you in the person of the Holy Spirit, is that feeling that he's a million miles away based on truth, or is it based on error?
Based on truth.
No, the feeling that he's a million miles away is not based on truth. If he's living inside of you, he's not a million miles away. He's right there in you. Can't get any closer than that, right?
I guess I'm just wanting to feel something.
Yeah. Well, if you will start believing truth and resting in truth, your feelings will follow suit. Okay? You don't want to muster up feelings, because you can go to a Christian concert and you can listen to all this wonderful music and your feelings can be jacked up and you can have this spiritual high. And then a week later, those feelings have disappeared. You've gone back to the normal routines of life, and your feelings are different. So what you want is a life based on truth, not feelings. And, you know, in the midst of those feelings, you can know what's really true, and that's going to help change things. So if Christ, okay, Sherry, is alive living in you, you will never be as close to God as you are right now. And he will never, okay, be as close to you as he is right now. And how did he get there? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So are you willing to say, Lord, thank you for coming to live inside of me?
And yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's where you have to start, right there with truth. And the truth is this, that when you responded to Christ by faith, when you were 17 years of age, you were born again of the Spirit. God sent his Spirit to live inside of you. And your human spirit was fused to his Holy Spirit. And you've become one with him in spirit. That's truth. You've been,
yes,
marked out by the Holy Spirit. You've been given a new name. You're a child of God. You're a new creation with a new heart that wants to trust Jesus day in and day out. That's what the salvation is.
I want that so much, but I just want to be such a good Christian.
Well, you're already a child of God, so God has already made a declaration about you, right? God has already,
yes,
said a lot of positive things about you, Sherry. Now, you may not say those same things. You may have other feelings and thoughts on that. But God has already made a declaration. He's already claimed you as his own. He's already sent his Spirit to live inside of you. Those are amazing statements that God is making about you. So step into those statements. Embrace that truth. And things will start changing for you. I guarantee it. I know,
okay,
that, because that's what happened to me.
Okay.
Okay? So
yep.
can you say right now, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to live inside of me. And thank
Lord you, Jesus, thank you for coming to live inside of me.
Thank you for taking away my sins once and for all.
Thank you for taking away my sins once and for all.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for drawing me unto yourself.
Thank you for drawing me unto yourself.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, Sherry, what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to send you several resources. And there's a CD that I want you to listen to. It's called Drive the Stake. And then once you listen to it, will you call me back?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Well, you hang on, Sherry. We'll get information from you, and we'll get these resources to you.
Okay.
But I also want you to write down somewhere, maybe on the inside cover of your Bible, today's date. And,
okay.
And I want you to say, this is the day that I drove the stake. This is the day when I said, Lord, I am trusting you 100% that you have come to live inside of me.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I will do that.
Okay. Well, Sherry, I know what you're going through. I've been right there. All of us here know exactly what you're feeling. And we also know that once you, you know, take your stake on truth, once you take your stand right there, things will start changing. So,
okay.
So be hopeful, because with Christ, there, you have great hope. Will you hang on, Sherry? Okay. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get your information and send this to you. And thanks so much for being persistent and calling back today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you hold on, Sherry.
Well, a call like that just gets right inside your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. And, you know, Sherry is expressing, I think, what many people are going through right now. I mean, she is not the only one
Absolutely.
That's struggling with
yeah.
salvation. She's not the only one out there that feels that God is a million miles away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the common story. That's what most people are experiencing in life. They feel like God's a million miles away, that he's not listening to their prayers, that he's just not interested. But that's not true. Those are just feelings.
Yeah.
And those feelings come when we focus on our failures and our inabilities to live out the Christian life in ways that we think we should. That was my problem. I kept looking at me. And instead of looking at Jesus, but Jesus is the author and perfecter of faith.
Right.
And the writer of Hebrews says we should keep our eyes on him. And when we keep our eyes on him, we can go through life with this confidence that we know
yeah.
that Jesus really loves us. And he doesn't turn his back on us when we blow it. He doesn't turn his back on us when we sin. He doesn't turn his back on us at all. He continues to cast his gaze upon us. He continues to envelop us in his love and grace and mercy. And when we recognize that, that's when we're set free. And that's when we can really experience the joy of the Lord to its fullest.
Absolutely. And that's you know, a primary reason that this broadcast is live, so that when God's kids have doubts, when something is going on that they need guidance for and assurance for and encouragement for, we're here. And we're live to allow them to be a part of the broadcast and to express those issues and address them scripturally as you did and spiritually. So thank you, Sherry, for calling again. 1-800-677-9377. We have open lines, time on the clock. We want to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Washington, D.C. and talk with Chris, listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Chris.
Good day, gentlemen. God bless you guys. Thank you very much. I love your program. I listen every day.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're tuned in.
Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. Every day I'm in my car, and it's part of my job. My issue is a little bit different. It's not my salvation or eternity that troubles me. It's my daily walk. It's seeming complete apathy and sort of a depression even that I just walk through every day in the world, because I don't embrace any of it and I don't long for anything and I don't receive satisfaction from, you know, the daily walk in the world, especially relating to work. And so, I'm afraid as a result of that, you know, it can lead to, you know, failure and then loss of work. And, you know, ultimately I see, you know, I end up like a John the Baptist or something, and certainly no one would advise that, but I just don't have any, you know, I desire to be with Christ, which is far better. And, it's very disturbing.
Well, Chris, you know, I understand that as well. And, you know, here's what Paul said, and I think you referenced a little bit of what he was talking about. In verse 21 of Philippians 1, he said this, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And he was talking about this conflict that was going on inside. He knew his life was short. He knew that death was imminent. And he was wrestling. Do I go and be with the Lord now? What's that going to mean to me? And he said, that's certainly going to be gain. But to live is Christ as well. And so if God said, no, I want you to stay on earth for a while, then there was a purpose. And he was fully ready to embrace that purpose. So he goes on to say, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. So God,
yes,
Paul
sir.
Recognized.
Yes, sir. I, however, I I'm not bearing that sort of fruit. And that's what's so troubling to me, because I would absolutely embrace, you know, the opportunity to, you know, be in ministry or to be a Bible teacher. I sit here and I listen to you guys and I envy your, you know, the situation that you're in, where you're able to be professionals, you know, be professionals with respect to spreading the word and spreading the gospel. And I don't have any such type of vocation, and it's very empty.
Well, let me give you two verses. I want you to look at 2 Corinthians 3:6, and then I want you to look at 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. And in both of those verses, Paul says that we're all ministers of the new covenant. We're all ministers of reconciliation. So, Chris, you have a job, and obviously you think of that job as rather mundane, rather secular, that there's no real purpose behind it as far as God is concerned. But I think you need to shift your thinking and realize that God has you right where he has you for a purpose. There are certainly people that you connect with on a day-to-day basis that need to know about the new covenant, to need to know about the reconciliation that God has provided for them in Christ. You can be a voice for that in your workplace. And so it's recognizing that, hey, I have this job. It's not the best job in the world. It doesn't really stir my passions. But my goodness, I'm here for a purpose, and I want to make myself available within this context. And that's the whole key, is to make yourself available, to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. And when you do, that's when your eyes open up to ministry opportunities. You don't have to go seeking them. They're right in front of you.
Ephesians 2:10 affirms that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Chris, you know, God has saved you. God has sent his Spirit to live inside of you. You're already a witness to the grace of God. Whether you say a word or not, the fact that you are a new creature in Christ sets you apart as a witness for his great work. And then as you make yourself available, you can, I guess, amplify that through reaching out to those that God has right in front of you. Because really, that's how God opens up doors of ministry. Me, Richard, Bob Davis, the rest of our team here, we all started just where we were. I started working as an orderly in a hospital. That's when ministry really hit my heart. When I looked around and I saw the spiritual needs of the patients in that hospital and was able to voice the gospel to many of those and to see some come to Christ. And talk about a mundane job. That was it. But God used it in a special way. And Chris, I think he can do that in your life as well. Hey, Chris, come see me. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, August the 9th at the Grace Life Community Church. All the details are on our website at basicgospel.net. I'd love to meet you in person and carry on this conversation then, okay?
You can count on that. And, you know, forgive me. And I ask forgiveness every day because I'm walking around with this sort of a mope. And I know I should have the joy of the Lord. And it really is very troubling.
Yeah. Well, let's trust the Lord to restore that, and I promise he will. Let me put you on hold, my friend, okay?
I'll see you soon. Thanks.
Okay.
Talk about the places that we started. I started in that very godly place called commercial radio. So that was a real feel, let me tell you. Well, we're out of time for this edition, everybody. Just want to remind you that we have only a short time remaining for you to take advantage of the opportunity to get a copy of John Lynch's book, The Cure, to help Basic Gospel stay on the air proclaiming this good news of the fullness of Jesus Christ. To get your copy, simply go online to basicgospel.net. And remember, this offer ends this week, so take advantage now, basicgospel.net, or by phone at 1-800-727-2828. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.